thank you for your greatness. Thank you for who you are. Thank you because you are our confidence. Thank you because you are our strength. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Lord, this morning, by your mercies, you will manifest your greatness on our behalf and against the adversaries. In the mighty name of Jesus. Once again, you bless us in a special way. You will reach out to us in your own way. This morning shall be a time of divine visitation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Put hands together for the Lord. Let me welcome us to this service once again, and also welcome our online worshippers. Today is another day to touch the hem of his garment. I want to start by saying one or two things before I go into the message. After the fresher service of this month, I started having some palpitation in my spirit, and I couldn't really know what it was all about. And after my message last Sunday, then the thing increased, and I knew that we need to take time to seek the face of the Lord and call upon his name. And thank God that our theme for this month is divine conquest. And when I got to the ministers' meeting yesterday, how many of the ministers were there? Remember, I told them that I have this nudge in my spirit, but I couldn't wrap my head around it. I couldn't put my finger on it. As this morning, I came unusually early to the church. I came here 6:35 a.m. That's 25 minutes to 7. I just went to my office. I just stayed there. You find that I didn't start the workers' prayer meeting with you, even though I came very early. I was just there. I couldn't get across. But as soon as I came down and I entered the service this morning, and the Lord said, destroy the siege. So today, the siege is over. Amen. Today is a day of victory. Amen. Every siege over any life, over any destiny, over any area of your life, is destroyed today by the anointing of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, the Lord says, is destroying the siege. And I became lifted. I became encouraged. This morning, I'll be talking, you know, our theme is divine call. I'll be talking about living in dominion. So when we talk, that's just a continuation of my message of last week. And let me say, that's not what I actually planned for before, but that is what came in the process. When you are talking about divine conquest, we are talking when the heaven fights your battle. When God fights your battle and he takes it over on your behalf, it is when the host of heaven is enlisted to fight for you. And remember, I said last week that it is either you dominate or you are dominated. It's either you conquer or you are conquered. And I want us to look at one passage quickly. This is not actually my text, but I will go, before I go to it, I want us to look at the passage as a preamble. We're going to spend some time to pray today, and next Sunday is our Fakely, please, we'll spend more time to pray next Sunday. We do more of praying next Sunday than preaching. To seal it. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. Exodus chapter 14, God bless you. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptian you see, whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. For how long? For how long? For the Egyptian you see today, you shall see them no more forever. Verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you. I shall hold your peace. I say today, the Lord is destroying the siege. The story I was telling you, at about 7:38, Pastor Waito called me. He saw that, he said, you know, it's unusual for him, for me, not to be the church while the workers' prayer meeting is going well, except I'm not around. He called me, said, what happened? I said, I'll be around. He said, but I can't say I'm in the office. Because then, I was still not yet through. But God has assured me that the siege over every life today is being destroyed today in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's not us. Like I said, it's just a preamble. It's not in my text. The Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you and shall do what? Shall hold your peace. No, I want us to know, it does not matter any siege or any issue or any challenge that you are facing or any difficulty or any confrontation. What the Lord is saying there, that you should not fear. We should not fear. Because those Egyptians we are seeing today, the Lord is going to handle them, and we shall see them no more. And we are not the one who will do the fighting. The evil is already enlisted. They will do the fighting, and then we will hold our peace. You see, this was what Moses told the people of Israel when they were coming against the siege, when there was a siege against them. And what I want us to realize this morning, that all of us will have access to this facility for God to fight for us, for the host of heaven to be enlisted on our behalf. You know one thing, if you are the one fighting all the battles of your life, you'll be tired and frustrated. So we need the help of God. See, what I would call, even the enemies, they also look for help. Do you know that? How much more those of us who are the, even the enemies, they look for help. For those of you who have been following the news, I just heard a few days ago that President Biden of America had decided to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. Why do you think the war in Ukraine has lasted for so long? Is Ukraine that so powerful? There are two major powers in the world, America and Russia. And for Russia to take on Ukraine, and Russia thought it was going to be just a walkover, was just going to be like a walk in the park, and the war has dragged on for more than 1 year. Why? Because allies came in and they back Ukraine. Today, every allies that are cooperating and networking with the forces against your life, the cluster bomb from heaven will be sent over unto them and will destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let me go to my text. Numbers chapter 24, verse 17 to 18. I want her to use the NIV. This is the prophecy of Balaam. Numbers chapter 24, verse 17 to, God bless you, NIV. Remember here, Balak called on Balaam to call and curse the people of God. People of destiny. People of purpose. People of promise. The enemy wanted to turn things upside down. And Balaam was called. And when he called, when Balak called Balaam, the Lord opened his eyes and he said something. It was a futuristic thing which is now real with us. It was then futuristic, but now it is here with us. And that is the facility we have. And that is the facility we are going to use. I see him. But what? Not now. I behold him. But what? But not near. A star will come out of Jacob. What Balaam saw that was not now is now now. What Balaam beheld that was not near is here with us. Who is that? Is the star. He said, a star will come out of Jacob. Has he not come? Has he not come? Balaam saw it in futuristic time. To the Israelite, it was a futuristic thing. But to us, it's a reality. Then it was not near. Then it was not now of them. But now it is here with us. There is a star shall come out of Jacob. But that star is here has come. A scepter will arise out of Israel. That was in the future. But it has arisen. Has it not? Has he not? He has arisen. He was crucified. He went to the grave and he rose. He ascended to heaven and became glorified. This now the what he's supposed to do. And that is what we need to know. And that's the first thing we have to use. He will crush the four heads of Moab. Where is the forehead? Touch your forehead. Moabites are the enemies of God. Moabites are the enemy of destiny. Moabites are the enemies of purpose. But the Bible says, this star that we have, that was coming in, his ministry, his purpose, his assignment to cross the four heads of Moab, another, and his cause of the son of Sheth. What this call? What is this call? The forehead, this call. When the head is called, what remains? Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse quickly. Edom will be conquered. Say his enemy will be conquered. But what? But what? But Israel will go strong. Every area where the enemy is trying to weaken your life, you'll be strong. The strength of Israel will strengthen you. Is it in the area of your health that the enemy is trying to weaken you, will go strong? Is it in your finances that the enemy is trying to weaken you, will go strong? Is it in your career that the enemy is trying to weaken you, will go strong? Is it in your marriage that the enemy is trying to weaken you, will go strong? Is it in your health that the enemy is trying to weaken us, we will go strong? Because the Bible says that our enemy will be conquered and Israel will grow strong. See, this is the facility that we have. For them, it was futuristic, but for her, it's a reality. For then it was thing to come, but night is it that we have. But how much of it are we using? See, with this facility, the enemy has no right to lord it on you. The enemy has no right to lord it on us. Every siege over your life is destroyed. Every siege over this ministry is destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is the way to live in dominion. When we are able to utilize this facility. But if we are not utilizing this facility, or this facility is not effective, then we are here to live in dominion. But from today, we no longer be dominated. From today, we begin to continue to live in dominion. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is the fisher not there? Why is it that the health of my people is not restored? Are the star not arisen from Jacob? Why is it that we are here to crush the forehead and the skull of Moab? But today, every Moab and every Moabite that is confronting you, contending your territory with you, the Lord is going to break his cup in the mighty name of Jesus. Few things I will say before we go to pray. For us to live in dominion, you this facility. The first is this: we must live a life of separation. What did I say? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 verse 6. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 7 to 18. We'll not read because of time, because I want us to spend a few time to pray. But it's a part that all of us should know. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7, 17 to 18. Say that, come out from among them and be ye separate. We need to separate ourselves. We need to consecrate ourselves. Separate ourselves from the things of the world. Separate ourselves from the crowd. Separate ourselves from the banality and the vanities of life. But if we are lost in the crowd, if we are the same, if we are using the standard of the world, and that's what we are now trying to emulate, rather than present a new standard to the world, we the world should emulate. That's a problem. The first thing every one of us need to do is to live a life of separation so that we can effectively use the facility. We must. It's your own personal responsibility. It's my own personal responsibility. God will not do that for you. See, you can pray for every other thing, but that one is your own. I can pray for every other thing. That one is my own. He didn't say God will say. Did he say God will separate you? Look at baby. Oh, baby, no. Use KJV. Please use KJV. Use KJV. So that I can come back. Now, say, wherefore come out from among them and be what? Be ye separate. He didn't say, I will separate you. What do we need to separate ourselves from this morning? Including myself. I think we need to ruminate over that. Have we separated ourselves enough? Are there some things that we still need to separate ourselves from? Separate yourself. Be ye separate. Come out from among them. That is the first thing we need to do. And the second thing is that you must know your rights. God, Bible says, those who know their God shall do what? Shall work strong and do exploit. And I told you before, you can turn it to that way around. Those who do not know their God shall grow weak and be exploited. Are you getting what I'm saying? Those who know their God shall work strong and do exploit. But those who know their God shall grow weak and be exploited. How much of him do you know? Many of you, you don't even know the Bible. Bible is even alien to you. Many of us, we cannot even quote two scripture, two passages of the Bible off, except we read it. There's no word that is resident in our life except when we just hear it. How much of him we know. So these things, God will not do that for you. Pastor will not do it for you. Church will not do it for you. Ministry will not do it for you. Anointing will not do it for you. For you to separate yourself, for you to know your God, it is a personal decision. Remember I said at the beginning of this year that one thing I want us to do this year is to have personal growth. Is that not? There are things church cannot do for you. There are things your pastor cannot do for you. Your sub-leader cannot do for you. Except you yourself make up your mind. And the third thing which you are going to do this morning, and which I believe in the faith clinic on next Sunday, please don't miss the faith clinic next Sunday, is that you enlist the heavens on your knees. What does it? Enlist the heavens on your knees. You know what? When we want to enlist the heaven, you must give time to personally pray, to seek the face of God. And we must sometimes combine it with fasting. Personal one. If you want to use the facility of breaking the skull or the forehead of Moabite, it's not just a work, it's not just bread and butter. Yoruba so pe ojuboro ko si gbomo lowo ikuro. It's not just something that you just live like that. You have to make conscious effort and fast with it sometimes. See, in this church, we have made some fasting so that, because we know many people on there will not fast, we say, okay, the first 3 days, last Sunday of the month, last day of the month, and the first day you fast, everyone. So that at least that fasting, that many people are still running away from it. You know, fasting is not a punishment, and it's not as if we are bribing God. But when we fast as Christians, we strengthen our spirit and we refurbish our spiritual infrastructure. When you have a car, don't you service it? How many of you have a car, you don't service it? Even this instrument that we have, ask Dr. Samuel Pukola, some of this, even my microphone, they will change the battery. So when you fast, you use it to refurbish your spiritual infrastructure. But see, so many spiritual infrastructure are rotting. Antidogun. You know, because it's not refurbished and it's grand. You know, when you continue to use a vehicle, you don't service it, because once you just kick it, it's good. Otimirin. So as we say, otimirin. You kick it, otimirin. You kick otimirin. You don't do anything about a time will come, it will be granted. So when you don't take personal time to fast and pray, you are not strengthening your spirit, you are not refurbishing your spiritual infrastructure, and therefore the structure is become weak. If you look at something, let's in the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 14. I want to read that quickly. I want to say something about it. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Let's go there quickly. Now listen to this. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Well, that's where I'm going. Let me just read the whole verse. I want to deal with the first part. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. But I'm really interested in the first part. Can everybody read together with me? And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. I ask you this question. Where was Jesus returning from? If you read it, it was coming from wilderness. If you read the preceding passages, where was Jesus coming from? What was he doing in the wilderness when he was where? What? He was fasting. Are you listening to me? Jesus was in the wilderness. But when he was in the wilderness, he was not crying. When he was in the wilderness, he was not playing the victim. When he was in the wilderness, he was not looking for sympathy. What was he doing? He was fasting. See, many of us, we are in the wilderness. Some, they are the wilderness in their academics. Some, they are the wilderness in their marriages. Some, they are the wilderness in their career. But see, some are the wilderness, and all they do is to eat rice and coke. And the only thing they look for is where they can get bread and butter, ice cream. In the wilderness, you are looking for ice cream. In the wilderness, you are cooking Indomie. In the wilderness, you are looking for tantalizer, Mr. Biggs. Ah! When Jesus was in the wilderness, it was serious business. Many people are in the wilderness and they don't bother. They still looking for midi-midi, fairity. In the wilderness, the only thing they still do is to do Instagram. I'm not against Instagram, oh, please don't get me wrong. Snapshot, as you see Snapchat. I'm not against it, oh, don't get me wrong. But when you know you are in the wilderness and you don't know that it's the time for battle, you don't look for ice cream in the wilderness. But when Jesus returned from where, the Bible says he returned with what? With power. And when the devil confronted him, he disgraced him. Because he didn't spend the time in the wilderness crying. See, it's not, don't just be crying to pastor, crying to him, lamenting about the church when you are in the wilderness. No. It's not as that the pastor cannot pray for you, it's not as if the church cannot pray. But what are you doing yourself? You are eating coke and ice cream, and you want to come and say they are not, just you are not to lay hand on you. They will lay hand on you. But you cannot sustain if you don't have something in you to carry it, to sustain it. Don't depend on the anointing or the fasting in church, or on the pastor, or any minister. You yourself must confront your situation when you are in the wilderness, so that when you come out of it, you come with power. And when they see you, they see fire. Fasting deepens your communication with God. Do you know what I discover, or what I believe? That even many of us, most of the time when we are going through issues, we pray less. We sob more. We sob more. You spend 3 hours sobbing and 5 hours praying. That's a negative economy. It's a deficit economy. That's a negative. What are the account at? How do you balance that account? That account cannot balance. That's deficit. And apart from that, many people don't even communicate with God. We don't engage God on our own. Do you know what I believe? Even the devil makes more effort to engage God, more than many of us. And I won't be surprised if the devil is even closer in some instance to God than some people. Do you know devils try to engage you all the time? He tries to speak to God. He tries to communicate with God. Do you know that? Well, if you think it's heresy, I will show you example, just one or two inside the Bible. Go to the Old Testament. Go to 1 Kings chapter 22. And I will show you from the Old Testament and the New Testament. So don't say that just the New Testament, Old Testament thing, that was those days when John was there to come. No. Even now, the devil still tries to engage God, but you are taking for granted. Go to 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 20 to 22. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 20 to 22, quickly. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, another said on that manner, verse 21. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. Verse 22. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and when I be a lying spirit. Let me just hold it there. Did God invite the devil here? God was having interaction with the angels. He was holding a cabinet meeting, so to say, in quote, if you can call it that way. And was just discussing, just like we say, let us create man in our own image. So he was just talking with angels. And the devil came. Which means even the devil is seeking the presence of God. He's seeking to engage him. He's seeking to be close to him. He brought himself into the picture. But we are running away from the presence of God. Even when the devil is always struggling to come there. Go again to Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. You now see whether we are better. The devil is not better than us in Jesus' name. Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And what happened? Verse 7. And the Lord said unto him, whence comest thou? And then Satan answered, the Lord said, from going to and fro in the air, and from walking up. Even the going to and fro and walking up and down, you see, wanted to go come to the presence of God. So, if the presence of God is important to the devil, why should it be something that we don't care about, we take for granted? And when I say that is the New Testament, Old Testament, go to the New Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 7 to 9, quickly. And the Lord said, no, 2 Corinthians, not 4 Samuel. No. I said 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9. Maybe I should read from here. Now, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a third veil, who? The messenger of Satan to buffet me. The messenger. Who gave him the message? Who sent that message? Who sent him that message? Messenger of Satan. But to permission. If there was no communication, if there was no interaction, if there's, you don't have any message, it said, the Lord, it said, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of. No, please don't go. Come back. Said, there was given to me. It was given. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not because he did any, it was. And was given to me a thorn in the flesh, and that thorn said the messenger of Satan. So whether in the New Testament or New Testament, the devil is also trying to have interaction with God. So if devil seeks to inject himself into the scheme of God, why are we running away from the presence of God? So, what am I saying? until we are able to enlist the host of heaven on our needs and sometimes back it up with fasting, we will not be able to use that facility effectively. And number four, before we pray, because of my time, I still want to, that whatever you are doing, you must pursue it to the end. Don't just give up. God has promised you something. God has now told you something. God has led you something. And you are facing the call. Now that maybe halfway through, the enemy sells something. Ah, maybe God is not and you leave it. No. Don't be a quitter. Because the enemy does not want anybody to prosecute a divine project to the end. Whatever assignment, whatever responsibility, whatever thing, whatever promise God has given, the enemy does not want anybody to see to see to the end. He doesn't want to see it through. He will bring discouragement. He will bring controversy. He will bring disappointment. He will bring some obstacles just for you to give up. But if you have to live in dominion, you must not be someone that just give up halfway. Each time I read the story of Exodus chapter 14, quickly, I will also read it so that I use that one to round up and then we'll go to pray. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 to 14. That's the story of Caleb. Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 14. Exodus 14, verse 10. Okay, let me read from here. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am, this day, 85 years old, as yet I am strong, as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as the strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in the day for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the rector of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he only followed the Lord of Israel. This was a promise given, but for 45 years, it didn't come to manifestation. The man was 40 when the promise was given. By this time, he was 85 years old. How many of us would have waited that long? How many of us would have not called God a liar? But the man knew this is a solid promise of God, and he stood by and said, no, I'm not going to let go. I'm not to give up halfway. Give me this mountain. And that's how Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb and his descendants. What would have happened if he had allowed, because of he was 40 years old when that thing was made, but he waited for 45 years. He spent more time waiting than the time he has spent before the promise was given. How many of us would have still kept the promise of God at that time? How many of us would have still believed God? How many of us would have still thought that God is able to do that which is we do? So this morning, as the Lord has promised all that it is from the siege, let us know one thing: we need to live a life of separation. We need to know our God. We need to enlist the host of heaven on our knees, and we must pursue to the head. And finally, we are going to stand on our feet and we're going to ask heaven to roar on our behalf. We just have one prayer to pray this morning, that every siege over our lives, every siege over my life, over your life, over this ministry, I will just pray and I'll ask Pastor to take next five, seven minutes to pray on this prayer. But to say do that, I want us to open to 2 Kings, or prayer 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 6 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 6 to 7. KJV. 2 Kings. Yes. Verse 6 to 7. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the king of Italy and the king of Egyptian and the kings of Egyptian to come upon us. Verse 7. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their ashes, even the camp as it were, and fled for their life. Go back to other verses. This is a prayer we're going to pray, and I'll call on Pastor to lead us that prayer. For the Lord made the host of Syria to hear the noise of chariots. Where did that, was there any chariots? Physically, there was a siege. Nobody could go in. Nobody could go come out. Nobody could come in. Nobody could go out. And people who laid the siege were more powerful than people under the siege. But at that time, the Lord arose, and they began to hear the noise of. See, when heaven roars against your enemy, when heaven roars, the adversary, the enemy begin to hear the noise of chariots, they begin to hear the noise of horses and the noise of a great host. That's the heavenly host. This morning we are going to call upon God. Let the heaven roar. Let the heaven roar. Every siege, every area where the enemy has laid siege over my life, let the heaven roar and let the enemy flee. Can you begin to pray? Maska papa papa sampaliba randa kasa papa papa skipa rende keke skepos kapa papa rende keke sepoposo poliba randa kaska pash katalaba rende keske popoposko poliba randa kaski papa pashanta laba rese kepo shita laba
Reporte posso pala patoria. Shekete porobogo suprikale magazanta li malikrobogo jengeli magaza. Li kapopo popoko suli malikrobogo shedeli magazando li malaporta ba. Ma probobogo suporobaga yakraga yakraga yakraga. Rekrabaga zatolo parobako tali bala propoko shekri baka zantalia lakata propaka satalia makoso likraka tande kaponia yekaporo maka zatalia makoso proboko sonderia rakraka tandana polia pa zotoria ba yema satani baka zekatonia moria pantonia masata likata proboko soria makasopo rekrabaka satala pantoro makasata Rekrabala makuria mausekere makosa libra katambo roboko soto libakazantaya likapako poko sote lekrakata makapaka paria makasataria makosuteria rikakandalia pako soli likatandalia pako sote rakaporia makazantaya mapapaka para pakosa rikaposikere makosantaya rebanze denderebosa Hidanamo Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You have heard. You can't fight the battle by your strength. You need the help of the host of heaven. You need the strength of the Lord. You need the backing. You need the enlistment. And this can only be done when you cry unto him. When you cry unto him, the noises or the noise of the horses, the noise of the chariots, the noise of the host of heaven will scare all your adversaries. You will cry today where the enemy has been tormenting you, where the wicked has been afflicting you, where the enemy has been oppressing you, where the enemy has been dominating your territory, where the wicked has taken possession of your life or take possession of what belongs to you, and he has made you to be a slave in your own property. He has made you to be a slave in what God has given to you. You want to cry unto the Lord with all your spirit, with all your heart. And I pray today, this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, heaven will arise for you. I say, heaven will arise for you. I say, heaven will arise for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to cry. The Lord, by the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, yea, Lord, we will arise. Oh Lord, against the siege the enemy has put around my life, the siege of the wicked, the siege of the enemy. Whenever there is a way for you, the enemy put a siege. Whenever there is a call for you, the enemy put a siege. There is an interview. Yes, you have been having an interview. Nothing has come out of it. You have been having a call. Nothing has come out of it. You have been making a request. Nothing has come out of it. But today, you will see this siege is over. This siege is over. I said this siege is over. This siege is over. Lord, in your hand, concerning my case, Lord. Concerning my issue. Concerning my family. Concerning my health. Concerning my daughter. Concerning my son. Concerning my wife. Concerning my father. Concerning my mom. Concerning my future. Concerning my destiny. Concerning my academics. Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Maya Pata Yaba, Makati Yaba Yaba, O Lord of hosts, Rembaka Sakayaka, Lady Syria, the Syria that has mounted roadblock, the Syria that have been confronted, the Syrians that have been oppressing, the Syrians that the Moabites. The Syrians that have been walking, oh Lord, that has led siege against my life today. Makaporia Mosha. Marakatayaba, Makaporia, Shakataya, Makataya, Mariakataba, Makrakataya, Makrabaka, Makaprakapa, Makayakatayakata, Maria Paka, Makpopoko Sotoria, Rekrakata, Mekeporoboko Sikra, Maria Pa, Mekrakatayakata, Maoporobo, Shakatoyaba, Nekakatayakata, Marapaya, Makraka, let them crumble. Oh all the siege, all the siege, all the roadblocks, all the siege, all Yamakasata, noise, all the horses, the noise of the chariot, the noise of the chariot of heaven, Makayabaya, Makrakataba, Makrakatayaba, Makapoyabo, Rikata Yakata, Mekedebo, hold them down, destroy, Malaporia Kosekaya, Maroporia Boseke, Rikrakatandaya, Mekrabako Shurima, Maripoko Sote, Rekrabakasete, Mekata Yakate, Rikrakataya Bosekarebo, Hidaraboria Bose, Rikrakayaba, Makapoyaka, Mekrakataya Boseke, Le papa baba sete di bossa Maria Poria bossa Mali Panta Yaba. Let me go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let that yoke be broken, let it go, release, release, release them, release, 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 release the prisoner, release the prisoner, release, 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 release. This is your time, this is our time of our conquest, this is our time of our cordial conquest, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Rimakasuta, La Patayaba, enough, enough, I'm dominating over your life. Enough, enough, enough of the enemy dominating over your future. Enough of the enemy dominating over the plan of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, engage the power of the life of God. Engage the power of Jesus. Engage and approach it and get yourself out. Get yourself out. Receive the strength. 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 In the name of Jesus, many Makasetaya, Makataya Bosa, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can see everything. I can see everything. Oh, everything. Oh, everything. I can see everything. Oh, everything. Oh, everything. Sing with joy, sing with joy. I'm seeing some things changing. I can see things are transforming. Yeah, my ponte di akase. Oh, yes, I can see. I can see everything.
Turning around, turning around, turning around.
I can see everything. Oh, everything. Oh, everything. I can see everything. Turning around. I can see everything. Ooh, turn it around. Father, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power that reverses the irreversible, Lord, by your might and power, no mountain can stand or oppose, no mountain can hinder your power. Lord of heaven, Allah Baragiga, we bow, Lord, and reference your mightiness. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you. Today, Lord, by your power, we decree that where the enemy has laid siege, all areas of our lives where the enemy has been dominating, all areas of our lives where the enemy has taken possession, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree, let the devil roar, let heaven roar, Let every rule against the wicked. Let every rule against the oppressors. Let every rule against all forces of hell. Let the chariots of heaven, let the Lord of hosts arise for us. Arise for us. Arise for us. Arise for us. And consume them. And let their kingdom crumble in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your skull be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Let your forehead be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let your forehead be broken in the name of Jesus. Let your forehead scatter in the name of Jesus. Every ambush, every siege, let them scatter in the name of Jesus. And let the strength of Israel come upon your people to pursue. Lord of heaven, to have confidence and trust in you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. Because, Lord, indeed, we see this power of divine conquest. Every one of us will be experiencing it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No one will be a failure. No one, oh God, will be defeated. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.